Violence is on the rise in parts of Africa, and it's targeted towards Christians. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On the other side of the world, living in a Muslim-majority nation means somewhat limited access to Christian resources. But what's not limited are stories of God's moving. We'll get to that in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Nigeria, where terrorist violence is reaching new heights. Armed militants, presumably Boko Haram, attacked a village in Chibok territory just the other day. It's a reminder of the Chibok schoolgirl's abduction 5 years ago. More than 100 girls remain in Boko Haram hands. The group also released a video of two Christian Aid workers they recently kidnapped and executed. In the video, radicals promised to kill every Christian that they capture. Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Greg Musselman tells us,
these two fellows, Godfrey and Lawrence, they were doing aid work. They were helping the Christians and the people of Mutaguri, which is in Borno State. It's an area where the Voice of the Martyrs and our partners have been working for a long time. There's been just so much destruction.
The world saw similar tactics used by the Islamic State 4 or 5 years ago in Iraq and Syria.
Boko Haram copying what ISIS has done when they release these very graphic images, it's to cause fear. And reality, it does cause fear.
Pray that the terrorists will encounter the gospel and be transformed by Christ, and ask the Lord to protect his followers as they risk their lives to help people in need.
Pray for them that in the middle of literally a war zone, that they would continue to talk about Jesus and proclaim the gospel, because really that's the only hope. You know, with these violent terrorists, only if Jesus gets a hold of their hearts and lives that some of this violence will cease.
Next, the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom is trying to help religious minorities return home to Iraq. But Ann Hamming with Tent Schools International tells us Iraqi refugees are unsure if returning home is even safe.
Then there's the issue of what will they return to? You know, homes and businesses were destroyed. There are even reports that they're struggling to reclaim a clear title to their property. So they may not have homes, they may not have their businesses, and they may not even have the legal due process to get their property back.
Furthermore, some of their neighbors sold them out to ISIS by marking their homes with the Arabic symbol for Christian. Would you want to return to a neighborhood filled with life-threatening betrayal? Still, while life is in limbo, something is boosting morale, and it includes an opportunity to know Christ.
When we can provide a safe, loving school for their children, it can really help turn the whole family around in terms of their mindset and their hope, because at least their children are getting a chance to, you know, learn the things that they will need to be productive, self-sufficient adults in the future.
Pray for the Iraqi refugee situation and find out how you can be part of the solution at our website. And in the face of persecution, it's important to recognize the value of small miracles. Simple conversations, small donations, and supposed chants have brought the gospel to millions. Bruce Allen of FMI has seen these miracles change lives in Indonesia.
I see this great spiritual hunger in Indonesia as much as I do see the reality of increased persecution.
Among the new believers is Agus, an Indonesian young man from a family of animist practitioners. He learned of the gospel through Christian friends and a school teacher. A $7 donation gave Agus his own Bible. All in a Muslim-majority nation with sometimes limited access to God's word.
We just need to remember that even when we hear these stories of persecution, that there are people that the Lord is drawing to himself. And Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all types of people to myself. And he's still in the business of doing that.
The gospel came through Agus through seemingly small, everyday occurrences in the actions of believers. So pray that more believers will have the courage to share the gospel. And ask God to provide more Bibles to Indonesia. Pray for Agus on his continued journey of faith. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. You've told us how much you value this program and that it's so needed for such a time as this. We're trying to raise $5,000 between now and December 31st. Would you help us spread the word and mobilize God's people in 2020? Look for links to spread the word at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.